This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about social media. I believe that social media was created to connect other people, to connect us to our friends and our family, even folks that are on the other side of the globe. But I also find that social media has a little bit of a dark side. I think that it has a dark side in the fact that, well, we end up looking at other people and we end up comparing our lives to theirs, comparing their job titles, their accolades, where they live, their home, their family, their car, and the list goes on. And I find that very interesting because I think that the sole creation of it was to connect people, to connect them, not divide them. And that's what I find very interesting. And so on today's show, we're going to be talking about social media, but how you can keep your social media in place, how you can keep it in that positive light where you're actually connecting with others, growing and learning, but you're not falling into the rabbit hole of comparing your life to other people's lives. Because I think that's when social media takes on a very negative turn, and that's when we get obsessed. And with that obsession, we become obsessed about other people, but we also get down and negative about our life. Don't forget to check out Art for Your Cause. Go to artforyourcause.com. Go to artforyourcause.com. Click on that, and you can check out this amazing website where we connect artists with not only their work and selling their work, but connecting it with charities that actually get money from donations from the sale of these art pieces from these artists. Also, there's different clothes as far as even yoga pants and even dog tags that are designed from this artist's work that these artists sell to give money back to these charities. The really neat thing about it is your charity gets their money to keep their doors open, and the artist makes money on their original work, which, as usual, when you're dealing with the type of charitable scene, most often the artists donate their work and they don't make anything in return, and so it's a win-win situation for all. I find that very interesting, and I find it very cool because it's something that's not being done. Also, don't forget to check out the Connection app. Go to the Connection app. You can go to the App Store, whether it's on Apple or Google, and you can put in the Connection app, and you can click through that, and you can actually see the Connection app. It brings folks together, so it creates stronger marriage, and it creates those habits to connect a husband with a wife with a wife, whatever, to get that connection. And it's so needed nowadays with such a busy world that we live in. We live in a busy time where we're overly active, overly work, too much going on, too much on our plate, and quite honestly, one of the last things that we're dealing with is our own relationship. Whether you're married or living with somebody, you're dating somebody, this app can really help you. You can go to AshleyBurgess.com. You can actually go to that front homepage right there. You can see the Connection app banner there, and you can click right through that as well. Joining me in studio today live, Reggie Harvey. Reggie Harvey just wrote the book, Anatomy of a Patient. It's been out, and he's actually writing his second book. And this book is amazing because it's helping folks all over the world to be able to understand how to deal with health issues, how to deal with a family member that's dealing with an overwhelming health issue. And it really goes through moment to moment of what Reggie has dealt with. And it helps others reading it to be more powerful and to understand not only the system, but to understand the power they have within. So on today's show, we're talking about social media. We're talking about how to really keep social media in its right place, right? A lot of times we begin to use social media as a comparison. We begin to use it to compare ourselves to other people. We begin to use it almost in a negative way because we start seeing other people's lives and we begin to question our own validity. So at some point, we have to put it in its place. Reggie, we've talked about this concept, and, you know, I've talked about social media, and we both know how, and I think everybody listening knows, how impactful social media is right now, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, you know, the list goes on. What do you think about that, being that it's supposed to be the great connector, but in reality, to some degree, it's become the great divide?
Well, actually, when I grew up in the mid-late 1960s and early 1970s, people still talked to one another directly. People read encyclopedias, they read novels and research texts. People frequented public and collegiate libraries, and people regularly attended discussion and debate sessions and participated in group discussions. People wrote letters to one another. In the mid-2000s, when Facebook became a thing, I lost several colleagues who immediately adopted the platform as their primary source of personal communication. I was still writing emails like we used to handwrite or type letters, fully spelling out words, crafting sentences, perspectives, and opinions, as well as exchanging facts. But I lost, when I lost those colleagues who wanted to adopt Facebook, I warned them. I said, well, this isn't a thing for me. I'm having trouble turning the noun friend into a verb to friend. That, to me, feels like stalking people. It was creepy. So I'm a very, very, very late adopter, only really getting into the platform since 2018. Prior to that, I had 19 friends on Facebook, and I only checked it about every three to four months. Funny thing, though, I really didn't lose any contact with people who were truly in my circle of care. We still found ways to contact each other and interact with each other on a regular basis. And since I succumbed to this renal failure issue and had to really become transparent, my communication with people has even improved regardless of the social media platform. So even though it has a very important function in society, you can still survive without it, which tells me that you can survive using it to your benefit rather than allowing it to use you.
That's so true, and I think that most of us don't. I think we realized that in the very beginning. I think it was exciting and interesting and new, and we really enjoyed it. But at the same point, I think nowadays, it's like idle fingers on your smartphone, you know, is like the devil's workshop in the fact that we sit there and look at these posts. And I know some of you out there say, no, that's not me, that's not me. You know what? Seriously. I mean, I have some clients that are on Instagram from 12 midnight to 2 to 3 a.m. in the morning comparing themselves to other people, women looking at other women about how they're married, men looking at other people's family dynamic, wishing they had it. And I think that's the key. And it's like Reggie just recently got on Facebook, because I remember trying to explain to you something about Facebook one day, and you were like, oh, wait a second, I don't even know what you're talking about. But remember, it's like I think it was created for a reason. But, and I think that many of us got on it for a reason, but we switched over time.
That's true. And in prepping for this topic, I looked up a few statistics, and I was shocked and somewhat appalled to learn that 33% of young adults get news from social networks, 34% watched TV news, 13% read print or digital content, 19% of Americans get news from Facebook, Google, or LinkedIn, and 36% of those who get news from a social network got it yesterday from a survey, which tells me we're sort of in a new dark age. We've got tons of information. It's not any lack of information, but we don't know how to sort it. We don't know how to evaluate it. We don't know how to critically think about the information that's coming at us and compare sources in order to figure out what we believe it makes sense. We're not intentionally researching topics. We just accept the last thing that came on the screen or the boob tube or in a headline or whatever. And we don't even want to know the context of the story or who wrote it, their perspective. It's sort of like if a stranger calls you and tells you, oh, my gosh, your garage is on fire. You don't know this person from Adam. Are you going to believe him? But if your best friend, whom you talk to every damn day, calls you and says, hey, I drove by your house today and your garage is on fire, you're going to leave whatever you're doing and go check it out. Trust source. And we've lost that ability to even consider whether we trust sources or not. And that adds to the problem of this comparison thing, because that we're comparing false equivalents from sources we don't even have any background on.
That's true. And we're also comparing our lives to other people's lives that we don't even know if what we're seeing is reality.
True. I'm not sure what turned society that direction. I don't know if it was it's almost like a intellectual self-medication kind of situation or an escape. I missed the video craze too, video game craze, when that came out. The last video game I played was Ms. Pac-Man. I tell you how dated I am, but I've known people that got into all of these themed game series, and they'll spend 8-10 hours on the weekend glued to their screen playing with God knows who from where. And I'm not criticizing that. I just don't understand how they don't get bored. I couldn't do that. I'd slip my wrists.
I understand, and it's interesting, this whole dynamic we have nowadays, especially like on the social media. You have, like on Facebook, you have multiple games and people asking you to play games, which I don't play games on social media. But I also find, too, the great divide is not only happening with the comparison, but the divide is, like what you said, is happening from the whatever, I like to put news in quotations, when we read on Facebook, the updates that we see from folks, the news articles, again, in air quotes, that you can't see me here on the radio, but I'm using air quotes, because I feel that people are putting this stuff out there, they're not checking their facts, they're not checking to see if this was even publicized. If you really look at some of these things that people are putting on their timeline, it goes back to some publication I've never even heard of, and we don't even know if the information's real, and I'm seeing people get very divided and very heated and very upset. I mean, just the other day I saw something about an equal rights thing and something about a new constitutional thing, and people were getting all up in arms. Then you see all different types of various things about whether it's about impeachment or whether it's about whatever, and we have all these articles going up on Facebook. I don't really know how legitimate they are, and it's causing people to even divide from their social circle who are supposedly their friends, and now people are cutting out these people because they no longer have the same political thought process or they don't agree with the article, even though we don't even know if the article's real.
And the people I think that are posting a lot of the bogus content aren't even concerned about the ramifications of what they're doing. They're being sensationalist in order to get followers, get views, retweets, or whatever it is. And they're being lazy and cavalier about the impact that this casually accurate information may cause other people.
Again, we have to be so on top of things, of where we're getting our news and where we're getting that information at. Again, I feel that we have taken social media and put it into a place of a news instead of actually a connection to connect us with family and friends and to look at those neat pictures and to really use it in the proper way. So when we return, we're going to be talking more about social media, about how you can really put social media back in its place. Because it's not just about comparison. It's about reality. What are we doing on this? Why are we taking our time on this? Why are we allowing this to spend so much time? Why are we allowing this to take our time from our day? Some of you really need to get on your smartphone right now, and you can go to your settings, and you can actually find how many minutes you've been online probably today. You can also find how many minutes you've been on social media, or how many hours, more like it, you've been on your phone today. So if you've been on your phone for 5, 6, 7 hours, we really probably need to cut. This is a perfect show for you. Do not change the dial. If you've been only on the phone for an hour, so keep it here, because we want you to help make the most of your time. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in 2 shakes.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I am your host, Ashley Burgess. Hey, we're here in the studio live. We're talking about self-limiting thoughts. We're discussing what those are. We're talking about those self-limiting thoughts, those self-limiting beliefs, those ones that get in the way of us living our true life. Those ones that create these unhealthy cycles in our life. You know, God, I don't know why I keep going into that abusive relationship. Why did I do it again and again and again? I must find every single narcissist on the planet. I must be a narcissist magnet. I must be a borderline magnet. I must be a sociopathic magnet. And so what happens is we go through these situations in life and we wonder, why is this happening? And right before the break, I was talking about these self-limiting thoughts. And some of the thoughts that I have with clients all the time that, you know, say one thing or another, or they say, you know, I can't find this or I can't find that. Or, you know, hey, I've been looking for a man to date and I'm ready, but all the good men out there are married. They're all married. And if they're not married, they're gay. Okay. That's always a good one. And you're like, are you serious? And then you find out that the only place that the person is going is only to gay bars. They're not going to any straight bars. And all their friends are gay, too. So you wonder why they're only meeting it. But it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because we're creating that as our reality. Because if I make something law, in myself, okay, so let's just say that I'm the sovereign being, the sovereign land of the Burgess land. I'm the sovereign Burgess, right? And so I create these laws dictated to the sovereign land, right? That's the whole deal, right? And I create these beliefs, and those beliefs become laws. So the beliefs become the laws that we hold true. And if I create those, no matter how limiting those beliefs are, I am going to stand behind them and believe in the process and say, and I'm going to make that a total reality in my life. Okay, and I know that people say there's no way that you can't do that. But do you know how powerful we are? And I'm sure some of you out there have realized, if you've ever been, I've done it before, because I've had a lot of health issues in my life. And so when it comes to situations where I freak out, like I had something wrong, or you wake up and you feel really, really horrible, and you start having like the PTSD, and you start remembering old times in the hospitals and everything, you start going, oh my God, I'm going to die. And you can panic yourself into being completely sick. You can panic yourself into it because you actually have the belief system. Okay, and you know, think about how when people talk about a lie detector test, how people can, you know, can actually beat a lie detector test based on their belief system of what they are. If they don't believe that they were there, they have to be good at this, but if they really don't believe that they were at the scene of the crime, then they were not there. Okay, and so I want you to think about that. Psychologically speaking, we have the ability to manage our, not only our thoughts, but we have the ability to manage the outcome. Because, see, if I think something's limiting and I think it's never going to happen for me, well, I'm going to engage in situations that are limiting for things that are never going to happen for me. Okay, and I've done it before. And I mean, 20 years ago, I started working on this stuff. And I realized how to do it. Okay, one of the interesting things, too, is that I find when people say that they're always going to be alone, that people are always leaving me, nobody ever stays around. Well, why? And you start looking at the different friendships that they cultivate. And these cultivation of friendships, well, they're very negative, they're very toxic, it's very manipulative. These people that they allow into their life are eventually going to leave, either for what? The reason, because that's the kind of MO that these people have, and they just walk all over and steamroll all over people anyway, and that's the way that they are. Or two, the other person's finally going to have enough and say, man, I can't deal with this. I can't have this abuse. And so eventually what happens? They leave. Okay, so these are the self-fulfilling prophecies. And we're going to talk more about it here in just the next segment. Reggie's going to chime in with his perspective. Arnold's going to be chiming in his perspective, because it's all about the belief system. It's like, if you think about a belief, for example, I am only valuable when I'm doing things for others. My value is based on helping other people. Then if you're not helping other people, or you feel like you're not helping other people, or you are helping other people, but guess what? They're not giving you praise for helping them, and they're actually putting you down and hurting you. Well, guess what? Where did your value go? Because your value is based on helping somebody else, right? It's not about you. And so we got to place the value back on us. We're going to be talking about empowerment here in the show as well. So it's also about empowerment. It's about discovery. It's about knowledge, because knowledge is power. Stay tuned. Arnold Smith will be joining us from the Connection app. Reggie Harvey here from Anatomy of a Patient. We're going to have some good conversations, and we're really going to take it to the next level and be able to expose the things that are causing pain in your life. This is going to be powerful. It's going to be life-changing. So if you have a chance, write some stuff down or dictate it into your phone at this point. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Well, I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen, so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother were both removed from their jobs at the White House. It was President Trump's response to Alexander's testimony in Congress in the impeachment investigation. A short time later, Gordon Sondland, who testified, announced that he was recalled from his post as ambassador to the European Union.
An American citizen has now died of the coronavirus in China. Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. They'll be quarantined at military bases for 2 weeks. The total death count in China now tops 720. And in New Hampshire, some of the Democratic candidates for the White House got together for some debates on the ABC stage ahead of Tuesday's primary. According to recent polls, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is leading the candidates there. In Iowa, Pete Buttigieg practically tied Sanders during the caucuses. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. How you doing? Yes. We're having fun here in the studio. Reggie Harvey's joining me here in studio. We got Arnold Smith about to get here on the phone, the Connection app creator. We've been talking about the belief systems we have. We've been talking about the beliefs that we have, the self-limiting beliefs, the self-limiting thoughts we have. We've been talking about how those beliefs, you know, whether it's the fact that, you know, marriage always ends in divorce, whether it's the fact that I'm always going to be alone, whether it's the fact that I have to prove myself because I'm not worthy, whatever that looks like, these are the self-limiting thoughts and beliefs that we're talking about, and this is what we're talking about overcoming. And we're talking about how that directly affects our life and how that implicates our life and how that leads to unhealthy, toxic cycles in our life. Joining us by phone, Arnold Smith, Connection App Developer. Hey, Arnold, great to have you on the studio remotely. It's good to hear from you. How are you doing today?
Oh, great, Ashley. Thanks. I just love this topic. It's something that I've been absolutely fascinated with for years that I've been studying intensely. How do you get people to change their beliefs? You know, and so I'm so excited that you've brought this up.
Well, I am too, and I love your exuberance about this because I feel like this is a game changer, and I know it's a game changer. I don't feel it. I know it. When I started making these changes in my life a long time ago, and I still have to do it to this day. It's not like you do it once and it's done. You rinse and repeat. But when I realized about the concept of the self-limiting thoughts, then I realized how to find my self-limiting thoughts, and we can talk about all that stuff. But I think it's very interesting, these beliefs and how these lead us to these unhealthy cycles, especially when it comes to friendships, and especially when it comes to romantic relationships.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, it's really amazing how your beliefs really impact not just you and how you act, but what you actually create in the world and how it impacts your partner. You know, there's one of my favorite quotes about this is a belief isn't something that the mind possesses, like something the mind has. A belief is something that possesses the mind. It's so big that we don't see it as something that we own. It's just like we're in water. It's like the fish in water doesn't notice the ocean. It's just, that's just the way things are. And, you know, you talk about, like, how do you change that? Like, how do you get out of these limiting beliefs? If you can't see them, then you can't change them. So that's the very first step. And oftentimes it's the hardest one.
I agree with you because it's being able to recognize it. It's like recognizing that we have an issue, we have a problem. And the way that I started recognizing it for folks out there, just real quick, it wasn't necessarily that I always heard it, like the actual words. I actually started realizing my actions. So when someone would bring an opportunity my way, I would find all the problems and I would question it. There's no way. This seems ludicrous. Why would they come to me? I remember even with jobs, like not applying because I didn't believe that I was going to get it based on my negative belief system, right? And so it wasn't me hearing, oh, that job's not going to happen for you. You're not going to make it. It was more like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to apply. You know, I feel like it's not going to happen for me.
Totally. I think that's a really great point. Like, oftentimes we can hear it. Like, we hear ourselves saying things about ourselves, like, oh, I'm lazy, or I can't remember names, or, you know, I'm not good at, you know, exercise. And so you can hear yourself say that, and sometimes that's easier to see. But I think, like, what you just said is oftentimes our beliefs are, the clues to our beliefs are actually in the results we're creating in our life. And I think that is a much more poignant indicator of what we actually believe.
I agree with you. Reggie, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree with Arnold, and what it prompts me to think about is the fact that when we're born, we have the capacity to be fabulous. We have to learn to be less than fabulous. And there are all sorts of ways we learn that. It's an unfortunate fact that too often our families practice the crabs in a barrel form of nurturing, erroneously promoting the notion that any individual accomplishment or motivation on our part comes at a negative expense to your family. Now, I think that's totally wrong, but a lot of families promote that. They don't necessarily say it, but in their nonverbal communication, children pick that up. Oh, I'm breaking the mold. Oh, I'm looking over there instead of looking at where everybody else is.
Well, that's really true. And Arnold, I mean, what about like even in relationships where you enter into a relationship at one time and there's different rules set, and not really rules, but one person's the breadwinner and one person's not, you know, and then the next thing you know, there's a change in roles and how that impacts our relationship as well.
Well, you know, it's so true. We look at our relationship and then we have certain expectations. And it's amazing how much our expectations actually impact our partner's behavior. People have a tendency to live up to their expectations. There was a really wonderful study done by Harvard professors, Lenore Jacobson and, oh, I can't remember the other one. But what they did was they told teachers that the students that had a random selection of students that they were special and were about to experience an intellectual bloom. And then they followed those students for 2 years, and every single one experienced intellectual gains. And when you think about that in terms of your own personal relationship, you know, that how you believe your partner is going to act or what you believe they're going to be, you literally call that into being. Now, those kids were never told they were special. They just, you know, were reacted to with a different expectation. And I think that that's something you can take into all your relationships and think about, what do you really expect from your partner? If you expect them to step into how you want them to be, they will naturally, there'll be a calling for them to be that. And just like the opposite side, if you expect them to not meet your expectations or not live up to how you want them to be, that will also come true.
I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And, you know, what's interesting, too, is that our belief system, you know, a lot of it has been, you know, concreted from our mom and dad, right? Whether or not that was good, not good. Most of our parents were not legitimately toxic. Some of them are. Some people went through a lot of abuse, okay? So I'm not downplaying that at all. But I'm saying that most people, the majority, went through a family dynamic where mom and dad only knew a limited amount. And they could only teach a limited amount. And they could only tell you what they know because the limits that they have, those were the blind spots they had. And those were the things they were taught by their mom and their dad. And they were taught by their mom and their dad. And I think that that's an interesting dynamic as well.
Oh, I mean, there's no question. I mean, people, I think in terms of generosity when it comes to people's behavior, I think everybody's just doing their best with what they know. And you're right, like, I think that accidentally oftentimes will influence people's behavior in a negative way. And that's part of, you know, really looking at your beliefs that you hold. And, you know, I mean, the biggest thing for me is, like, it's great. I hear people say, oh, you got to change what you believe or you have these limiting beliefs. But I'm always interested in, so how do you do that? And so I'd like to suggest there's two things you can stop doing and one thing you can start doing that really enables you to change your beliefs once you see that they're there. Can I talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. We're all ears.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, the first one is really in what you say. There is such power. Words have the power to create. And when we declare ourselves as a certain way, like, or even if we declare somebody else a certain way, you are literally creating that in that moment. So you want to be really rigorous in how you talk about yourself and also how you talk about the people you care about. Because when you declare yourself as a certain way or you declare your partner as a certain way, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So that's the number one thing. Be careful what you say. The next step is actually really be careful what you think. I mean, most people think that habits come from, like, the things that we do, the actions that we take. But there's also habitual ways of thinking. And oftentimes, like, you know, when your partner has a certain look or a certain tone in their voice, instantly there's going to be a reaction to that. And it's actually a habitual way of thinking. And that thinking also creates your beliefs. And so you have to start to notice those habitual ways of reacting. Because oftentimes we forget that our brain is just like a computer program. You know, a computer, and we have programs. And oftentimes we relate to ourselves like we are the program instead of we are the programmer. And how you step out of that, how you step away from being the program is you need to observe yourself. So your partner has a look and then you have a body reaction and you start these thoughts about it. And then in that moment, if you go with that, then you're being the program. And if you notice yourself being in a negative response, you can say, whoa, take a moment and observe what you're thinking. Observe what you're feeling. And when you do that, now you've become the programmer. and you can make a different choice. And this is the third thing you want to start doing, is when you can be in that observation place, you get to choose a different way of reacting, choose a new action. And the more that you choose the same action, like, for example, if your partner has a tone or has a look that triggers you, if you can be the observer and then choose, let's say, curiosity. Now, the first time, I wonder why they have that look instead of assuming that they're mad at you or that they're just being a jerk. So if you can choose curiosity in that moment and keep choosing curiosity, eventually what will happen is you will automatically choose that when your partner has that look. And now who you are, who you believe yourself to be, will have changed just from that simple action. So the more that you can take a new action and the same action over and over again, the more that you can reprogram your beliefs. And that's literally how you do that.
Powerful stuff. And I totally agree, because that's the whole concept of, like, even dealing with an argument. It's like looking at it from a different perspective. I mean, Reggie, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it was interesting what Arnold mentioned about habitual ways of thinking. In my youth, I used to be fascinated by people's potential. And I would encounter people who were very talented and would proclaim that they wanted to do X, Y, or Z. And I'd be fascinated because I would see evidence that they could actually accomplish it. So in trying to support them, I would push resources to them that they were unaware of. And to my surprise, they would recoil to the idea, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can talk about doing it, but when I get the opportunity to actually do it, I run. And so that just perplexed me tremendously, and I didn't know how to actually positively support people. But by listening to what Arnold is saying about, you know, not only wanting a change for someone else, but realizing that we need to change ourselves, we need to continue to evolve too. I wonder what you think about the supportive role, Arnold, because that's what I struggled with. How do I help this person? How do I support them if they're not accustomed to getting support?
Good question.
And I was not prepared for that.
You know, I mean, it's such a great question. And, you know, some people really resist, a verbal support. They feel like they don't want your help. But there's, like, you know, just like those students whose teachers believed in that they could be something without ever actually saying to those students, you're special. They just had this belief that they were. And this is incredibly powerful. Just simply holding the space, having this thought, like, I believe you can do it, is a way to impact, because there's just 1,000 subtle ways we communicate that isn't just words. There's a feeling that they have. And literally how people feel each other's emotion is they have to feel it themselves in order to understand it. And so when you're with someone and you hold the belief in them being a better person, just being in the same room, they're going to get that message. So it's incredibly powerful just to see this person as their best self, to see the current circumstances as just, you know, them on their path to their greatness and not stuck in the past. And when you can have that belief, it's amazingly powerful.
So true, so true. When we return, we'll be talking more about these beliefs, what you can do about it, because I want to give you some success tips for you to understand things and to really compute with that so that you can have a take home and really understand the situation here, because this is very powerful stuff. And if you take one thought from this show, and take it in and put it into your life, well, that's a success for the day, right? We'll be talking more about that, and also we'll be talking about some of the shows after this lineup, so you can find some more entertainment as well for the rest of your Saturday. So stay tuned, because we'll be talking about these negative self-beliefs, but, you know, better yet, what you can do to find it. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in Touche.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
In here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about limiting beliefs and how these limiting beliefs get in the way of us living our true life. Okay, it's about our true life. It's not about our best life. It's our true life means that we've gotten rid of all the BS, all the muck and the yuck, and we've realized that, yes, we are truly good people. But we got to find that, and we got to dig past all those negative self-beliefs. We got to get past all the stuff that mom and dad, environment, school, all that stuff that ingrained us that we're not amazing. You know, like what Reggie was saying earlier, like we were born and we're amazing, we're perfect, you know, and then all of a sudden we like have to dig out of this hole for like half of our adult life trying to find, you know, hey, we are a decent person, now how do I get there? And so right now I want us all to share some simple tips that everybody can use. And I think the first thing that I want to share, and then I want to toss it over to Arnold and then toss it over to Reggie, is that I feel that first off, when we're looking at these toxic, when we're looking at these self-limiting beliefs, okay, if we're in these toxic relationships, we got there somehow. Okay, if we feel like we're codependent, we got there somehow. We are literally living a cycle. Okay, and how is a cycle predicated? How is it created? It's created from our beliefs. It's created from what we believe to be true. Okay, if I don't believe that I'm destined to deal with certain negativity, I'm probably not going to deal with it. If I don't feel like I need to be in this relationship because I feel like I can be on my own and I feel fine with that and I feel solid with that, then I'm probably not going to be in a toxic relationship. But if I feel that I'm lucky to have that person, okay, and then I want to hold on to them because God willing, I cannot be alone,
I'm probably going to be in a toxic relationship, and I'm going to be in patterns and patterns of that. Arnold, lasting thoughts for tonight, today's show, for folks that are trying to overcome these self-sabotaging beliefs.
So, I mean, I think it's the same for yourself and also the same for believing in your partner. There's two things that you can do. And the key thing is when you notice yourself in a negative thought pattern, you want to start to, I mean, you want to believe in yourself. And how you do that is you try and find evidence. So when you notice yourself putting yourself down, either internally or verbally, catch yourself. And start to look for evidence in your past of things you've overcome, things you've studied, who you are, and you can do that for your partner too. So whenever you feel yourself not believing in yourself or your partner, start to look for evidence and have that become the habit. So every time you stop believing, look for evidence.
I love that. I love that. And check out the Connection app, guys. Just go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on that radio show page, and click on the Connection app. You're going to see it. It's going to take you there. And we're going to have some really special stuff coming up this next week on how to take advantage of that. Arnold, so great to have you in studio, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
All right, Ashley. Great. Thanks for having me on, and take care, Reggie.
Thank you, Arnold.
Reggie, lasting thoughts for the audience today.
Well, I think it's critically important that we remind the audience not to be overwhelmed by the challenges of living day to day. Simply, all of us should reach out and touch at least one other human being, faults and all. That's the reason that I'm grateful to have been invited to be a contributor to Perspectives along with Arnold and you. We sometimes or too often just think people are going to manage to get through it. And it's not that simple. So I think that's what's so important about the show, that we cover topics like the topic we're covering today, and to let people know this is not easy stuff. It's like he said about the ocean, like Arnold said about the ocean, fish don't notice it because it's everywhere. Well, this stuff is everywhere. And it's okay for us to create space where we can actually fix something. Study it, understand it, and decide where we really want to be.
So true. So true. Great, Reggie. I look forward to seeing you in studio next week.
Thank you, Ashley.
It's going to be a power. We have another powerful show coming up next week. So, guys, the thing is this. It's about uncluttering those thoughts that no longer serve us, right? And this takes time. This is not an overnight thing. It took me a while to figure out how to do it, and then I had to work at it, okay? And that's why I wrote the 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. It was based on this whole entire fact of overcoming the stuff that we were sold, the bill of goods we were sold, and working to get that right, okay? And so there's some things that we're all holding on to that it's time to let go, and in order to let them go, we have to realize the pain and suffering that they're causing in our life. It's just that easy. But it's not easy. But it's easy. But once we start getting the hang of it, we understand what the value of doing that is, then all of a sudden life changes. And we realize that we have more power than we never thought we had so much power. Okay? Because these beliefs are keeping us in this little box, believing that we can only do X, Y, Z. In reality, that's not true anymore, right? That's not true. And that's the key to all this. And that's what I think you need to really focus on, is thinking about what is up with this, what can I change in my life, and what are some changes that I can make in my life, and how can I change some of these self-limiting beliefs to get myself out of some of these toxic cycles that have not proved to work to me so far. Check out the rest of the lineup here on 1160, but also on USA Radio Network. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.